Only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe, Smith Wigglesworth was often heard to be saying. He was a man in the middle of the 20th century who had a healing and deliverance ministry of great power. Ordinary guy, a plumber. But when he wasn't doing his plumbing work, he was holding healing meetings. And that was his watchword, really. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe. And today I look around the church and I'm seeing God is calling his church to believe. And we believe in the face of the absolutely impossible. We look at the situation which is totally impossible. And we hang on in there. Lord, you said. Lord, you said. If you are in an impossible situation this morning, the way you fight it is with the prophetic word over your life. Lord, you said. Lord, you said. Because the prophecy is there to battle the circumstance with. Personally, there are times recently where I have had to drag myself out in the morning to meet that which is coming at me during the day. It is not easy right now for us. But God is saying to us, like he said to the man with the withered hand, stretch out your hand. That was the one thing the guy with the withered hand couldn't do. He couldn't stretch his arm out, couldn't stretch his hand out. But as in his heart he determined to do what he was told to do and tried it, he was healed. So your situation may not be a healing situation, it may be something else. But you need to walk forward into that situation with the determination that you're going to go God's way. And everything will fall to your determination. It's called faith. Because faith leaps, fear looks. And you'll end up in a paralysis of analysis if you keep thinking about what you need to be doing rather than actually doing it. You'll end up absolutely unable to move like the man with the paralysed hand. We're not in a time now where we can give people a sugared sweet to get them better. We're in a time where we have to stand and move out into the impossible, see the invisible, and watch God do the rest. How's it working out for you?